With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio.
The murder of George Floyd and the protests that followed in 2020 prompted a lot of Americans to do more business with black-owned businesses. Black-owned bookstores in particular saw a wave of new customers interested in titles like Ibram Kendi's How to Be an Anti-Racist. Marketplace's Matt Levin checks in on how those bookstores are faring 2 years on.
Turning Page Bookshop in Goose Creek, South Carolina is the only black-owned brick-and-mortar bookstore in the state. Valinda Miller knew the flood of attention her store was getting in 2020 wouldn't last forever.
2022, the reality hit. I don't even have half that surge that we had in 2020.
Many of the customers she picked up during the height of BLM protests have stuck around, but Miller says she can see the momentum fading, and rising gas and food prices are chipping away at her customers' book budgets.
So I do understand that inflation is pretty bad. That's why I try to sell the books at a reasonable price.
Sales of books about race and discrimination are down by 25% since the middle of last year, says Kristen McLean at the consumer research firm the NPD Group.
As time has gone on, I think people have turned their attention to other things.
But McLean says sales are still a lot higher than they were before the 2020 protests. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.